This is the Department of Legislative Affairs meeting, agenda for Wednesday, January 31st, 2018 at 7 o'clock p.m. in room 406, fourth floor of the JCSU. I call this meeting to order at 7 o'clock p.m. Moving on to roll.
Director Schultz.
Present.
Assistant Director Gardner.
Present.
Policy Director Overholzer. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Projects Director Truscott.
Here.
Projects Coordinator Nelson.
Here.
Policy Analyst Worrell.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Moving on to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Spencer got engaged. Shout out.
I did get engaged. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item. approval of minutes. There are no minutes right now. Moving on to agenda item 5, reports of the department officers, subsection A. So over break, I actually sat down with Dr. Beattie and talked about our voter registration numbers and the lack of resolutions coming through the department. Those are both things that we need to work on moving forward. Other than that, he's very impressed with the interns, and the executive board has been meeting on Tuesdays, but we haven't been able to get a meeting that fits with all of our times. We're very busy people. Public affairs again is meeting at 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock on Fridays. I will be needing to send someone in my stead. Whoever can do that, just let me know in your report. When it comes to what I'm currently doing, the IACS, the International Association of Counseling Services, is releasing new data that ruins the resolution I was working on. Essentially what they did was to say that for every 1,000 students there should be one counselor on campus. Now they're revising that to say for every 600 students there should be one counselor or one letter of appointment on campus. It completely ruins the rationale for the resolution I was writing, but I'm still working on that and I will give you more updates as I go. As far as the timeline for the department goes, I've already discussed this with Jake and Quentin. Jake's going to set the Wolfpack Smart Talks. Quentin is going to pull the policy chalkboard title off of that. Keely's updated me on the interns. We're seeing a little bit of movement. Diana, my intern, is looking to move out of the department. She realized she liked writing, so I'm actually sitting down with the chief editor-in-chief of the Sagebrush to see if I can get her in there. So far, I believe that only Joko, Lauren, and Esmeralda are still members of the interns. If you guys know anyone who would like to intern with us or would just like to be part of the group, just let me know. Send their resume my way, and then we can work on getting them in as an intern. Other than that, that's the end of my report. I'm moving on to subsection B, Assistant Director Keely Gardner.
So what Quentin said, or Spencer said with the interns, Diana is looking to move, kind of shift around in ASUN, and then Austin had some personal things come up and will not be able to intern this semester. So we have 3 interns, Esmeralda, Joko, and Lauren, and we'll be meeting with them on Tuesdays at noon. It will not be every week, but I haven't set the exact dates. The first one will be on the 6th, and by the 6th I'll have a calendar for them with the other dates. We have our topic for the meeting on the 6th, and otherwise I've covered a lot of the basics with them. So any suggestions that you have on things that you think they should know, or any suggestions, things that you would like to know, we can work that out for them to learn. I talked with, just briefly in class, mentioned with Projects Coordinator Nelson that I would like to do a Meet Your Legislator event. I didn't really say much about it, but I think making it a big like gala, social, in the ballrooms, have it be really nice. I think we could get a lot of people to attend that event, seeing that candidates have started to kind of surface with essentially applying for their positions in March. So I think we could really do that this semester, and pretty much it.
Thank you, Keely. Moving on. on to Policy Director Overholzer.
Awesome. So I actually have a few things for you guys. So, good news on the legislation tracker. We actually have a legislation tracker up. It's in Web Campus, which is not what we had initially envisioned. The original vision is going to come a little bit later. KPS3, who's the computer system that builds our website and designs everything and incorporates everything into there, is really slow on getting back to us on what the pricing is going to be. They have a mock-up of it and sent it to us, but didn't send us a price sheet at all. So what it looks like on Web Campus is it's a course that all poli sci students are enrolled in. I'm the instructor, which is pretty ironic. So Griffin's also in the class. I like that. And then I go in and I create the modules. I have all the content in the modules up. We're going through and running them through the computer system so that people with screen readers can go through and also have access to this information. It's super simple. Just go on to Web Campus, log in, and it's going to be a little box. As soon as we have everything formatted right, we're going to invite, or not going to invite, we're just going to add all the students into the course. That's kind of what we're going to be doing for Chalkboard. This year, that way it's a little bit more passive. Don't have to actively be on people's case to go out to their whiteboard meetings. So another fix for that is going to be we're going to change whiteboard from being off weeks from Wolfpack Smart Talks to being on the same weeks, but we're only going to do chalkboards on that Monday and Tuesday. That way it's more active and we're approaching people like, hey, what are you doing in 30 minutes? Oh, you should go check out this talk. It's right now. Oh, I'm just on my way home. All right, I'll stop and stay in a little while. So
good way.
That's kind of my thinking. And then what I'm going to ask is just each member do 1 hour on Monday or Tuesday leading up to. And then for 1864, is it 1864 or 1874?
1864.
1864, sorry. It's been a long break. and then for 1864, what we have going on right now is we've drafted, my interns have drafted up a little like script that we're going to start cold calling all of our GivePulse affiliates to start getting the date in their mind. I'm also reaching out to Helena, who's in charge of transportation for Campus E, to make sure that we have the capability to actually get all these students moved around for this big event. We're changing it from being all on one day and trying to achieve this huge number of hours in one day to spanning it over the entire National Volunteer Week, which is the week leading up to it. So now we have 10 days where we get to accumulate just about 2,000 hours, and it's going to be a little bit more passive that way. It's also going to ease the load that we have to put on transportation, because it's easier to transport 100 kids each day than 2,000 all on one day. Also, that allows us for like more time to gather information on any affiliates that we might be making post 1864. Other things on that are the handbills are started. It's an incorporation of my own handbill for this event, the handbill that Chris gave me on how to sign up for GivePulse, and also a little handbill that talks about how to log your hours in GivePulse. So this handbill is super unique because it takes two former ones and also like brings its own unique personality into it. And then what I need from the department is just like ideas on events for that 21st or for that day, which is a Sunday. I don't know what you guys are thinking. I'm not a events kind of mind, so I don't know what to think for that or what to do.
Do you have the exact dates for the national?
Yeah, it's the 15th to the 21st, and then our event is, or our day is the 22nd.
Okay.
And we pass that through legislation.
Yeah.
What?
The April 15th to the 21st is National Volunteer Week.
21st is a Saturday.
Yep.
Okay.
That's also Earth Day.
Earth Day.
And then Nevada Day, or Campus Cleanup Day, is the 22nd, which is that Sunday. I've also double checked there's not any sporting events, so we don't complete anything there. We purposely put on that day so that we have as few conflicts as possible. I do understand that it's going to be quite a bit harder to get students out on a Sunday to the campus, but it's later in the year, so hopefully students are studying for finals.
Are you willing to partner with community
Yeah, so we have 42 affiliates on GivePulse that we're partnering with. There's two approaches that we had to take to this. On one side, we have for GivePulse, we orchestrate everything with all 42 affiliates, and we make new affiliates before the event and orchestrate all those events. Or we don't do anything, and we just tell our students to go out with social media blasts, to go out into the community on this day, and then go into GivePulse and put, I volunteer here, here's the contact information, blah, 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 which lets us gather more information on affiliates that we don't have. What Chris and I decided to do is take a middle-of-the-road approach. So we orchestrate some stuff throughout the week from the 15th, but we also allow for students to go out and do whatever project there it is. Like, Ronald McDonald House isn't on GivePulse, but we have plenty of students out there.
So we have, I just have a few minutes ago for our tabling schedule for the year. We only have a tabling event for the 19th, so that'll be that Friday. Do you want to schedule more days for that?
The 19th of April?
Yeah, that should be.
What's the tabling event?
We have topic TBD, so we can put it for yours, is what I'm trying to say. So, do you want that?
You want to maybe move it to the week up? Like, not the 19th, but maybe, what is that, the...
Should probably be the 12th.
Yeah, the 12th.
Yeah. Give me one sec.
Yeah, it'd be Friday the 12th, or we can do it earlier in the week, whatever's easier for you. Just,
I'm down for the 12th. I think that's a good idea, right before, right as the week is starting off.
Okay, yeah, we can do the 12th.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hold on. I want to make sure that's everything. GivePulse.
It'll be at, that second Thursday in April.
Okay. Kelly Norman.
I want you, just a point, in the end of April is typically when our terms end, so if we finish strong like that, it's going to look well for the department. And then please, please, please send me budget drafts. Send me a budget draft, because this
absolutely
is going to cost money.
Yeah.
And just let me know.
Yeah, I'll be good about that. Scrolling through my notes, make sure I got everything. Oh, okay. Also on the GivePulse, I got all the information on how many students we have volunteering, male to female, all sorts of different breakdowns. So right now we have about 6,000 university students that are all members of GivePulse. Starting beginning of March is when we're going to start doing newsflash or media blast or whatever they're called, to get those 6,000 students aware and cognizant of this day coming up, and hopefully they start accruing their hours long before the event. For the event, we want to make sure that they've actually logged hours for whatever incentive we put there, whether it's positive or negative, I really don't know. And Chris was thinking of ideas. He's going to shoot me a few ideas later.
Awesome.
That's all.
All right. Thank you, Quinn. Policy analyst, Warl. Welcome to the department. You don't have to have a report.
Okay. I guess I just met with the Libertarian Club, and I'm going to start reaching out to all the other social clubs to start working on the youth houselessness legislation that I want to do. And I'm planning on doing some event in like mid-February or early March to have all those club leaders like at a meeting so that we can start talking about what we want in there. And then I also talked for the composting. I also talked with Full Circle Compost of Carson City that does our composting right now with UNR. And he gave me Britta, who's already working on it. So I'm going to try to meet with Britta to talk about that. And then also Environmental Club is working on it. So I'm going to try to meet with both of them soon.
Awesome, thank you for staying there at the end. Good. Projects Director, True Scott.
If it's all right with you, I'm actually going to wait till Section 6, because usually when we get to Wolfpack Smart Talks and other stuff, me and Mackenzie are going to have to talk over each other, so I think it'd just be easier to wait to when we can just talk at the same time.
Okay, that's fine. Moving on, Projects Coordinator Nelson.
Same thing. All
right, moving on to Item 6, New Business. Wolfpack Smart Talks and Policy Chalkboard Coordination. We kind of touched on this a little bit earlier. I'll go ahead and cede the floor to Jake and Mackenzie and just shoot.
Everyone, with the exception of Katie, because I need your email, should have just either in the last few minutes or earlier today should have gotten access to the timeline, dates are subject to change accordingly. Basically, what we're doing is we're going to be doing 4 Wolfpack Smart Talks in the spring semester. I think that's a good goal. On top of that, we're going to be doing tabling events that Mackenzie will talk about more here in a few minutes. Tentatively, the themes that we're going to be running for the Smart Talks for February 27th is going to be women in politics, political inclusion, something along those lines. What I was told is that Mackenzie brought that up during his appointment meeting, which is awesome. So Hannah's already going to be on top of that, like wine on rice. Moving into March, we're going to be doing one on the 27th, which was most likely going to be the event that Keely was discussing with immediate legislator. What I was thinking of probably doing is doing I like the idea we were talking about doing like a meet and greet, like a ballroom event. What I was thinking we could do is we could do a smart talk, maybe plan a little bit earlier than usual, maybe run a 6 o'clock event or something like that. And then from that, do a meet and greet in ballrooms, trying to get a lot of people to show up. Probably President Johnson there, if I would assume that Nevada's probably going to be out of March Madness by that point. So his schedule should probably be up. he literally told us verbatim, because we were going to try and reschedule the education, environment, and economy one for March, and he's like, just make sure don't do it in the first couple weeks of March, because we have March Madness. I'm like, okay. moving on. April 10th is when we're going to try and shoot for Nevada Now, with the original people that we had, the original panel, plus me and Mackenzie are going to start looking out for co-sponsors, specifically the Business Student Council, because I know they have a pretty good birth of people, and it's right up their alley.
I know the president can make the contact.
Perfect, I would love that. And then I'll probably also get a hold of Britta, too, since I know she's got good contacts. And then the 24th, I was thinking about this for a while. Last semester I got a hold with, I believe his name is Jared Fisher. He's running for governorship for the Democratic Party. I'm not off the top of my head, I'm blanking right now. So what I wanted to try and do is try and get some of the individuals that are running for governor to come up to Nevada, because I know he'll already be up here in April. Laxall will be down in Carson, and Sandoval should hopefully be up here too, to start putting those feelers out as soon as possible. And then other than that, yeah, the Smart Talks are pretty much the dates themselves. We haven't set dates with the KC yet, because I want to get your guys' opinion on those, make sure those work with everybody's schedule, because I do want to make this a more of a collective effort, because I know we were working hard last year, but our schedules got in the way of a lot of it, so I really would like to try and avoid that this year, so we can all be there, and we could all do some individual stuff, and make it a lot smoother, get a lot more people there. If you guys see any dates, I'm not going to start booking rooms until probably Friday morning, so if you guys wouldn't mind just going ahead and looking at them. If you see any conflicts, that's fine, go ahead and let me know, but as long as there's not like a huge, like, oh, we all have to do something this day, I'll probably stick with these dates. Any questions on those, guys? Anything at all?
No. Go ahead.
Could you just send me a list of all the topics again, please?
Yeah,
like
I shared it with you.
Okay.
I shared it with
he
you.
He just shared it.
Yeah.
So all this looks great. Thank you for actually coming up with the timeline. So far as running the events, Mackenzie said that we're going to do voter registration at each event.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
Yes.
We need to make sure that we're actually registering voters as we go.
The one thing, and then Mackenzie will get more into this with the tabling events. The one thing we realize is that especially right now, and it's not so much that it's an off year, because it is a midterm, but it is still off. It immediacy for midterm elections is when you'll start seeing people start to register. If they're going to register for midterms, you'll likely see them start to register in October. More likely than not. And we realize you kind of need an incentive, you kind of need a reason. So we're going to try and blur it as best we can with the tabling events and with Wolfpack Smart Talks. It's going to be like a one-stop, like twofer. You're in one-stop shop. You're here. Hey, register to vote if you're not registered. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Make it a lot easier, because we thought that would be a lot better use of our time than just doing voter registration tabling.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
For the next tabling event with Make Your Mark, so we have Valentine's Day candy registration drive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's kind of silly, but it might be interesting with the Olympics starting to do some sort of international political involvement or ideologies,
yeah,
or what's going on
I
around
like
the
this
world.
Idea.
It's just everyone's going to be talking about it. Let's take advantage of that.
Yeah, I'd be down for
that.
If you wouldn't mind, just give me like a little write up of like what you're thinking. Yeah, we could definitely do that. We're looking for ideas right now.
Thank you for being flexible.
It's the Winter Olympics.
I watch the Winter Olympics every single time.
I like the one where they ride around the skis and they shoot the guns, and then there's always that one guy who's gun jams, and he's like, I'm in a sport that nobody knows anyways.
Okay, for the Sandoval, Fisher, like for the governor's discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really want to have a governor debate here. I really want to have some kind of event where we bring all the candidates for the governorship
mm-hmm.
and sit them down. I know we don't know who these people are yet.
That's not my concern. My concern was if you want to do it now, I'm fine to do that, but usually they'd start doing that in September.
Yeah,
like
so this is more like a meet and greet type of
mm-hmm.
discussion. So what I want this to be is here's the Department of Legislative Affairs, here's UNR, get your feet wet.
Okay.
Then
yeah.
later in the fall, when the next director takes office,
mm-hmm.
the next director should be able to go, hey, we had you here last semester. Here, we want you to hold the debate here.
Okay.
I do not want to put the next director in the position of having nothing. Because I love Veronica, and she gave me the binder to where I could set myself up, but I did not have nearly the amount of things that I want to give to the next director.
Gotcha.
So, just
yeah,
tell them, like, sell it, man. You can sell it. Katie?
Or are you going to do like separate one Republican event, one Democrat event? Or you want that to be
for the debate or for the meet and greet?
For the meet and greet.
No, it's going to be a collective.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a collective. Honestly, the whole point of this is to create a panel discussion.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to devolve down into a debate yet, but it's supposed to be just like a, hey, these are the people that are running for governor. Because
okay.
I'll tell you right now, by the time we would have a debate in September, there's going to be two people.
Yeah.
So is it just governors that are going to be coming?
Just people
governor
that are running
candidates?
For governor. Yeah, just candidates.
I would love to do the assembly race, but it's not going to be popular enough to warrant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love to do it. Or mayor race, sure. Love to, but Keely?
Well, I think for the panel, we should, if we can get all the governor candidates to come, that'd be great. But for the social, it should be everyone.
Yeah, of course.
Whoever's running should be involved in the social.
Oh, yeah, no, we'll invite.
I have an internship with a public affairs firm, and they have a running list of everyone that's talking about applying, if they've applied,
yeah.
or they haven't filed yet, but things like that. So I think we will have a better insight of what.
Yeah,
so
let's get going on
yeah,
those.
We'll
awesome.
A couple of strong lists.
Keely, I don't
yeah.
want you to lose your internship, but can you get your hands on that list?
Yeah, next week I think I should have it.
Gotcha.
I want to have, like, if we can have this, I don't want to say done, but at least ball rolling by the next meeting, like the next official meeting, that'd be awesome.
Or
right, next week. That's next week?
FYI, I'm moving meetings to a weekly 7 p.m.
So yeah, if I can get it by not the next meeting, but the meeting after that, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Sorry if I missed this. Did you have a date already for the meeting?
Yeah, I just need to get your email. I can actually send you
okay.
the timeline that we have. Tentatively right now, the Meet Your Legislators one is scheduled for March 27th, and then the Governor's one is scheduled for April 24th. This is all tentative. But
okay.
We usually look for the second or fourth Tuesday.
Okay.
How do we feel about Meet Your Legislators being the first Tuesday back from spring break,
which is
the 20, that is the yeah that is the date.
It should be the 27th. No,
yeah.
Is it the 27th or is it the one?
Yeah, it's the
yeah,
first
so
back. I just don't.
Yeah.
Is that the best
yeah, that's
week? Is that
it is
okay?
Right
is that
yeah we have that yeah we have that marked down. That's fine. That should be fine.
Okay.
As long as it's later in the week.
That's
in the week.
Do you want it on the Thursday?
The main thing for me is I don't want to disengage students, and I especially don't want people to miss it just because they took an extended spring break.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We can switch the tabling and the Meet Your Legislator event for that week, most likely, because what we have set right now is the Make Your Mark on the 29th and the Smart Talk on the 27th.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I think that probably makes a little more sense.
Yeah,
just
so
people are coming back late.
As always, thanks for being flexible, guys. And then policy talk board coordination is going to be very simple. Quentin, just take the title that they choose, and then create a question, and you know the typical thing. You're running chalkboard, so
yeah,
you know what's going on. Kenzie?
Yeah, so for Make Your Mark, we're taking that one-time event from last semester, we're gonna do that monthly, we're gonna have a theme. So basically the main structure, we're gonna table, a tent out there, you have the whiteboard set up for the papers, so people can write policy questions on, have the right whiteboard so they can write things out. In addition, I want to, since they're going to be themed, I also want to have like information available so people can like maybe learn something when they go by there. So for like political inclusion, you're talking about having like information about different countries' perspectives, having that sort of stuff there. I want to theme them sort of along the lines of either like holidays that are very close to those dates, or like monthly awareness months, or the topic of our tabling events. So like when we do our one that's the same, it's the same week as our tabling event, it's the same week as the Meet Your Legislator event. Maybe have a little bit of info about all the people that we're going to have attending. addition, you get the old staples of like food, drinks, you know, coffee for running in the morning, and voter registration. I want to make a big point for anybody who ends up tabling, anybody who's volunteering there. When people write down issues that they have, or people learn something new, if they, especially if they express an interest in changing something, tell them the best way to do it is to vote. And really, really pound that encouragement to sign up to vote through that, especially for people who are not already registered. And so we have that like kind of clipboard and that registration set up there with whoever you're tabling.
Awesome. Awesome.
We also, we're probably going to move them indoors, if anything. We're probably going to move them inside the case, and we'll look into doing that, just because I feel like that's a
better place.
Yeah, people are less likely to walk by, because you get them outside the gym, people just ignore everything out there.
Especially since it's going to be...
Yeah, people just walk by.
I am well-practiced in doing that.
Yeah, I think we all are experts at this point. Keely?
Sorry, another idea. For the 13th, maybe, I don't know, Olympics could be cool, or... sexual assault policy could be fascinating with Valentine's Day. And there are a couple of new coalitions in the community that are addressing that problem.
Yeah.
Marissa Crook actually founded this club. I cannot remember the name of it for the life of me. It's like sexual, it has to do with women trafficking.
Okay. Oh, yes, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I
feel ashamed because I should know this.
I know what you're talking about, though.
And there's Awaken right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the other thing I want to say is when we're doing stuff like that, if we go with like a sexual awareness theme or a sexual assault, a human trafficking theme, any of these other things, I also want to reach out to like student groups. So I'd like to reach out to student group and see if anybody wants to help volunteer at a table for that.
Yes.
And so then they can also get their message out at the same time.
Yes.
So I'll partner with different student groups on that.
Good.
That's the big thing.
Good. All right. So we don't need to vote on that. It's not something that we're ashamed to do, but next we're going to need to vote. So I'm looking to allocate $500 toward voter drive initiatives. Seeking a motion. Quinn?
I move to allocate $500 towards voter drive initiatives.
Okay.
Seeking a second.
Second.
Jake? Motion made by Policy Director Overholzer to allocate $500 toward voter drive initiatives, seconded by Projects Director True Scott. Any comments? In favor.
Just an explanation of what the money is going towards.
So, for Make Your Mark and for Wolfpack Smart Talks, each of those events are going to be voter drive initiatives, just for different kind of incentives or information, posters, anything that may be needed. This is subject to increase depending on what the needs of the department are. Any comments? Quinn?
For the record, we can't reward someone for registering.
Yes,
so
the for the record. There's not going to be a clear exchange. It's going to be open to anyone who comes to talk to us. Any other comment? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All against say nay. Any abstentions? Motion passes with majority. All right, moving on to subsection 3, policy updates.
Awesome. So I went through most of 1874 in my report. Second policy update is on the G Suite administrator for anyone that has an Android a device like I switched to. Unfortunately, you can't use most of your phone if you use your Nevada email. So I was a little upset by that, and I decided to go change that. Right now, we're working on getting maps and news, paper, pay, and books all opened up to the G Suite administrator through Google so that our students have access to those. Maps is going to take a little bit longer, so I've been talking with Kelly Norman, who is part of the GIS group, who is creating new maps to go into Google so that their maps are more up to date on where accessible entries are, where accessible bathrooms and accessible desks are. And then I'm just sitting on EITC right now.
Awesome. Thank you. Projects?
We're good. We're good.
No updates? All right. All right. Moving on to agenda item 7, remarks. Any remarks for Keely and I?
Spencer, go
when's my invitation coming?
I actually have them in my backpack. I have one for the entire department. You're all invited. Keely?
No. Don't dig.
Are we keeping this time or are we Google?
Yes, we are keeping this time. Really now?
He's the real.
notice some changes.
Please, if there are conflicts with the meeting time, please let me know. I am open to moving it, but this time seems to work for all of us, so.
Is there any availability at like 5 o'clock on this day?
No, because
no.
of Senate.
Well, we could do it in lieu.
Keely could chair the meeting while I go give my report. This would be very quick.
Yeah, we can do it.
Okay, well, sorry. Looks like we're keeping the meeting time. Any other comments? Anything? Right, here, now I'm going to move into staff reports. Anything?
Oh. I'll have a bunch of minutes next meeting.
Cool.
I thought I was going to get it in for this one, but then the agenda's already posted.